17. I got a feeling y'all know how the day's working when you hear the message. A lot going on in our world as you come to Luke 17. Title of this morning's message is, well, you'll see it when you get it in your hands. The answer for a bad day. Y'all need an answer today?
Yes.
Well, you already know who the answer is. As we look at it today, the Lord Jesus is always the answer. When we get to hurting and go through a lot of life's struggles and troubles, always need the Lord Jesus. There is none other. And I'm glad there's none other. You and I can try to be a help to one another and try to be a help to this and a help to that, but generally, our help is temporary. Our help is fleeting. Our help is minimal in comparison to what the Lord Jesus can do. Oh, the answer for a bad day. Y'all need an answer? Let's look at Luke 17, verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. Now, leprosy in the Bible is a picture of sin. And if you know anything about leprosy, body parts can fall off and you not even know it. It's a disease. It's very contagious. And God had his plan in the Old Testament as to how to take care of leprosy. And that individual was basically an outcast now. They had their leper colonies and they had certain places that a leper were only able to go. So you're in a prison. You may not be handcuffed, because if you were handcuffed, your hand might fall off because of leprosy. Noses fall off as you walk along and so forth. Leprosy is definitely a bad thing. Now, it is a picture of our sin, too. Because you can walk along as a believer of the Lord Jesus and be into sin and watch your path. Well, you wander from it. You might watch your path and others won't want you around. Sin kills. Sin stinks to high heaven. Sin is contagious, much like leprosy. So I'd say these 10 are having a bad day. Verse 13, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master. Now, the Lord Jesus told Nicodemus, no man calls him Master. How do you know I'm the Master? He says, well, you're from heaven. There's a couple others in the scriptures that call him Master. This terminology here acknowledges his deity. Acknowledges the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is 1,000,000,000% God. Nothing lacking in him. Now he did give up heaven's glory. And we have the emptying of the Lord Jesus in Philippians chapter 2. He took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. Who being found in fashion as a man, humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. You know, our Lord gave up a lot for you and I to take on our leprosy, to take on our sin. But they say, Master, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They're having a bad day. Now, how long they were lepers, we do not know. But even 1 second of leprosy is no fun. Great missionaries like Philip Yancey that wrote the book on the gift of pain. His parents and he were missionaries to leprosy in India when India was open. Saw a lot of souls saved, but they also saw a lot of anguish. And there is a gift of pain because within leprosy there is no pain. Isn't that kind of like sin? You can sin and not feel the pain right away. But later on, there's death and destruction. And when he saw them, verse 14, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, what did the Lord tell them to do? Go show yourself to the priest. So as they went, they were cleansed. Boy, that's the answer to a bad day. How often do you get down in the dumps and you get upset about life and you And you go ahead and you get in the Word and you start praying and the day gets better. Amen. We've all had some bad days lately, and I know since the accident, Sister Rachel and Brother Caden are still struggling. Sister Kara struggles with her back. Sister Dawn's not here this morning because her foot's bothering her so bad, and that's a lot of the what's going on in her back. She needs her prayers. Sister Margie and Brother Joe missed a couple Sundays because of their health. But when you're having a bad day, you need some answers. Of course, this old body will give you a few bad days. This antique, this vintage body, Sister Margie, will give you some struggles through the day, will it not? You know, the old saying is you know you're getting old when everything hurts, and what doesn't hurt just doesn't work anymore. And my favorite is if you know you're getting old when you sit in a rocking chair and can't remember how to start it up. I could hear that a million times and still laugh, couldn't you? You know you're getting old when one part of your body sleeps in the bathroom, another part of your body sleeps in bed, and another part of your body sleeps beside the bed, right? Boy, they're having a bad day. Lord, have mercy on us. And as soon as they obeyed Him, they were cleansed. They first saw Him as Master. Nobody is saved. No one goes to the Lord until they see Him as God. And that's probably the greatest need of every human on earth in the past, present, and in the future. They must see the Lord Jesus as the Savior, as the King of Kings, as the Lord of Lords, as God Almighty. He is God. Well, I don't believe that. And all you do is you're just believing a book. Well, by faith, I know He's the Savior. By faith, I know I'm saved. By faith, I know He can still save. You know, there's a coming a day when that won't happen. But while that day is still here, seek Him. He'll save your soul. He'll give you a better day. What do we do? Where do we find our answers is very important. Many people go to their zodiac. Want to read what the astrologers have said. Some will have a favorite number. I like the number 7. And a friend of mine, we found a couple Titleist Pro V1 golf balls that had 7-7 on them. I love that double 7-7. I played those two golf balls for 2 rounds of golf and had some of the best golf I've ever played last year because my favorite number was on that. You know, sometimes we'll play into that. We'll see numbers, or we'll see, oh, that must be a sign. A wicked and perverse generation seeketh after a sign. I don't want a sign. I don't need the zodiac. What I need is I need the Lord Jesus. I'd rather believe in and follow the one who hung the stars than to allow the stars to map my future. If you think about this a minute, as we read the scriptures in verse number 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. I get a kick out of this as I read my scriptures. I've been in services before where the Lord just blessed. I was in my home church and they had a family up there singing and it was really good. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Jamie, you remember that night? Boy, that was such a blessing. A feller preached a great message. And one of the dear old pastors in the area was there that night. He was going to church there that night. And I had gone in there, and Pastor Charlie called me in his office a minute. He wanted me to do something. And Jamie and I had just moved back. This is 2001. And Pastor Charlie wanted me to do this and this. Well, that very spiritual and wonderful old pastor walked in the office, not invited. Pastor Charlie had a rule. You knock on the door and I'll invite you in. I'll invite you there. This is a place where I study. And he was teaching me a lot of things, but respect for the desk, respect for the man of God, respect for his holy commune with God. That's what that became. And this dear old preacher just barged right in. Come right to me as I was standing there. I remember the doorway here, and this dear brother come in, and he was not happy. Of course, he was happy once. He's kind of like a broken clock. He was happy twice a day, maybe. And he walked in there and he says, David, you need to learn how to calm down in a service. That wasn't right. And I said, brother, you weren't right. Because God was blessing and you didn't allow your blesser to get blessed. Well, how dare you say that to me? Brother, and I just kept my mouth shut. I looked over at Pastor Charlie and then I walked out. Now, I don't know what he and Pastor Charlie had to talk about. But it's a real shame when people praise God loudly. Now, I understand in a service there are going to be some crying. There are going to be some praise God. Then there's going to be some that are sitting there quiet because the Holy Spirit's talking to you. Understand that. But I've also found in services, boy, it's just welling up inside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Down at the cross, my Savior died, where He bled. Down where for cleansing. Hey, you think about that. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Or my favorite is, oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. Right? Boy, it ought to be up-tempo. You think anybody's going to buy that? You think anybody's going to want that? But with a loud voice, he turned around and he glorified the Lord Jesus. There ought to be times in your day and times in church and times here and times there. Maybe they got your bill wrong at the cash register and you say, glory to God, and everybody hears you that's around you. I know that's happened. Praise the Lord. They got the price wrong. Glory to God. I saved 10 cents. Hey, 10 cents is better than no cents. Of course, I could go there for a while. Amen. Glory. Glorified God with a loud voice. Boy, we've been in some meetings. Some have said I've acted like a fool. But if you've had one fit, you're bound to have another. I had a fellow walk up to me, hand me $25 one time. I had taken my suit coat off, and boy, it was good. We was a waving it. Glory to God! Hallelujah! And a fellow says, you're going to need that jacket dry cleaned now after all that. And he smiled. He says, no. And he was being a smart aleck, what he was being. Let me tell you something I've learned over time. Do not judge a man's worship. Don't condemn a man's worship. If it's real. Now, there's a whole lot of fakes and frauds out there. Amen. Miss Bensie, and I've told her over the years as she sung that song, please, it would be a blessing because it is in Spanish and 99% of us aren't going to recognize it. Would you please give the English before you sing it? I think that's the right thing to do. Boy, to hear her sing that, and that bless your heart. I think Cuban Spanish, Puerto Rican Spanish is beautiful. Some of them other Spanishes, it's a lot like it's like the difference between Michigan English and Alabama English. Yeah, hillbilly. It just don't sound the same, does it? But beloved, glorify Him loudly. You get a point where He starts blessing your blesser. Y'all want a preacher to wear himself out? You say amen. Glory to God. That's right, preacher. Amen. Boy, he'll go nuts. Yeah, but that's the problem. He'll preach too long. No, he's going to wear himself out so bad, he's not going to preach as long. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Turn around, turn around. I needed that. Amen. We're in a service, and I even heard my wife shout glory hallelujah one time. And Jamie's quiet. Some of y'all that are quiet, you let the Holy Spirit in. And you let Him bless it, and you be waving back at Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And that's what has to happen in our worship. Real worship. How merciful has He been to you and I? Rachel, how merciful has He been to you? Ray, how merciful has He been to you? Jamie, you get to live with me all your adult life. How merciful. Glory to God. Go ahead. Her idea of glory in God for that is like, You realize how good God's been to us. If you just cry out, they cried out and then they went and did. And the Master cleansed them immediately. Oh, we can stay there a while, can't we? How many times you've been in the Word and the verse come up? And wow, amen, God. Thank you, Lord. That was good. And you might have read it 100 times and never and seen it 100 different ways and never seen it that one time. And why? Because of the things you're going through. It becomes an answer to a bad day. Verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, watch this, and fell down on his feet, that is, face on his feet, giving thanks. Boy, that'll help you in a bad day. And he was a Samaritan. That even makes it better. He's a half-blood. He's a mutt. He's not wanted. But the Lord Jesus sure wants him. Glory to God. That'll get good. When you finally get a hold of that thought that God wants you, friend, that'll carry you for the rest of your life. Samaritan. He's an outcast. Hated by the Jews. The same Pharisees and Sadducees that thought they was all that religious, then some in a bag of chips, right? Thought they were this and thought they were that. I mean, we even see two of their religious leaders go by the man on the side of the highway, and who is it that helps him? A Samaritan. Glory to God. Hey, that's you and me. You want to know his name? I know his name. Pastor, it doesn't give his name here. Yeah, it does. Y'all know what his name is? Whosoever. That means you can be a youper. And the Lord Jesus will help you. Except for some. But I won't go there. Hey, you can be a troll and God make a difference. You can be a Hoosier. As long as you're one of His. Boy, what a blessing. What a great, great blessing. Now, this ain't even part of the message. I guess we could just park there a while. Because some of y'all are afraid to praise Him out loud. He saved your soul. The Lord Jesus Christ saved your soul. Christian, are you not listening? You ought to be the loudest one in the room. The Lord Jesus Christ saved your soul, washed your sins away, and cleansed you. And there's one more thing we're going to see here in just a minute. Amen? Glory to God. Some of y'all are right. What's wrong with him? Well, I'm really saved. You start talking about my hero. You start talking about my friend. You start talking about my Savior. You start talking about my Lord and my God. Listen, friend, it ought to cause you to glorify Him out loud. Fall face down at His face and thank Him. Amen. This morning I'm thankful. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ saved me forever. He sealed me forever. He washed me forever. And then, listen, I got it so good, He gave me Jamie. And then on top of that, He gave me some of you. I just had to go there. He gave me all of you. And Opie. And my youngins, my grand youngins. Gave me my mom and my dad. My pastor. My home church. This church. He gave me water and coffee today. Glory to God. He gave us all these things. Praise His name. Fall down face first at His feet and thank Him.
Amen.
You want to have an answer to a bad day? That's it, friend. Verse number 17. Here's the other thing I want to show you. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Is there anybody stranger than a Youper? Is there anybody stranger than an Alabama redneck? Is there anybody stranger than a Hoosier? Because you know what a Hoosier is, right? Hoosier's a man from Kentucky on his way to Michigan to get a job, and his car breaks down in Indiana. He's a lucky man, ain't he? Stranger, Samaritan, whosoever. Glory to God. There's a lot of people that'll say, in the prisons and juvies, they would say to us, you think He'd save me? I know He would. I know He would. Verse 19, and He said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Faith in the Lord Jesus. And then we find out in Paul's books, in Galatians especially, that that faith was placed there by God. Faith to believing. Faith to following. Faith to serving. Faith to thanking. Faith to glorify Him. Thy faith hath made thee whole. You need an answer to a bad day? Well, this might be the passage of Scripture you need to be in for a while. Life is no fun at times. There are things that we have to do in our life, and I've had to do them in the past, and whether it be back surgery or knee surgery or shoulder surgery, I don't dare ask what's next. I'm glad that only God knows what's next. Listen, if you don't want to know the answer, don't ask the question. I like my question. Lord Jesus, am I still saved? Yep, because I'm still Lord. I'm still alive. I'm still God. Okay, just checking. That question is not a bad one to ask. But every morning He wakes you up, He'll remind you of it. Now, in the good and in the bad, every human needs the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We know that statement, do we not?
Yeah.
In the good, glory to God. In the bad? Yeah. By the way, everyone in here, remind me of that. Because in the bad, I want to be down in the dumps. In the bad, I want to be worried. In the bad, I'm going to try. Rachel, you listening? Sister Rachel? In the bad, I want to figure it all out. Stop worrying and trying to figure it out. God's already got the answer. Go to Him on the bad day and just start asking questions. We affect each other when we allow the bad to ruin our day. I affect Jamie. I affect you. I affect everyone in my life when I don't let the Lord Jesus help in a bad day. Because I do the same thing. I want to control it. I want to fix it. I'm a troubleshooter. I'm a troublemaker too. But I'm a troubleshooter, and so are you. Let God be the troubleshooter. Let someone else get their eyes on the problem. Coming back from this back, there's a friend of mine over at Maple Hill Golf, Terry Ernst, that I've had a chance to witness to. He says as a kid, he grew up in the Catholic Church and whatnot, and he's been away from God. He just come out and started talking to me about this. So, well, it don't always have to be like that. So we were over there, and I was at the practice range, and they had a fitting day, and they had all these different companies in there, and I was over there, and Terry walked up. He says, Dave, you're not loading into your trail side right. Really? Thanks, Terry. So I loaded my trail side, and you want to use your glutes. Now that I got, he says, you got back trouble. Don't make it an armsy swing. Let's make it a body swing. I was like, man, you're right about that. So I loaded really good into that hip, and man, I hit my next 7-iron like I'd never hit one. Hadn't hit one like that in a long time. I had, now Brother Terry is in his mid to late 60s. Terry is a good man, loves people, great teacher. And boy, I got another set of eyes on it. And it fixed the problem. See, the problem we have, friends, we don't let God have his eyes on the problem. And we go to troubleshoot and we go to fix. And God says, all right, you go ahead. You be like that for a little while. Well, wouldn't you agree that the lepers were having a bad day? At least the lepers knew to cry out for help. They cried out for hope. They cried out for healing from the Lord Jesus. One of our struggles is a lot of times we don't cry out to him. We don't think we're in a bad way. I'll figure it out. And I have that bad habit because we were looking at Chris's golf cart and having some struggles. I tested a couple things. We changed the $25 part. And I said, Chris, I'm kind of out of answers. So we went over to just below Grand Rapids at a cart place over there. And they're going to look at it. And I felt just down in the dumps because I couldn't figure it out. It's a simple mechanism. So I said, Chris, instead of throwing money at it, let's take it to guys that work on it every day. I should have been able to figure it out. But my skill level has gotten down. Pastoring Brother Ray has ruined my brain. And my thinker is not really good thinker anymore. And because of Brother Josh, my thinker's become a stinker. A forgetter. Having Sister Karis in your life, it'll wear you out. I couldn't troubleshoot and it bothered me. Chris says, man, don't let it bother you. It's bothering me because I couldn't figure it out from a friend. You know, there's 99.9% of our struggles in a bad day are not for us to figure out. Only to go and glorify him and praise him and thank him. Face down in the dirt as loud as you can. Friend, the Lord Jesus hears their cries. They obeyed and they didn't care what anybody thought. See, that's the struggle in our worship. We care about what people think. Something blesses your blesser. You ought to thank him out loud. Not concerned about what somebody else thinks. We're in a restaurant or whatever and I don't care who I'm with. Hey, y'all, we're praying. They were cleansed. They were made whole. This one is made whole. The Lord Jesus hears their cries for help. Have you got to a point where you don't cry out for help? One returns to praise and worship the Lord Jesus. So the first question that'll come to mind is where's the other nine? I'm not concerned about the other nine. I want to be like the one. If the other nine don't want to praise and glorify him, fine. And being a Samaritan, being a stranger, being an outcast, I don't care what these Jews think. I don't care what these Pharisees think. I don't care what the Sadducees think. I don't care what the Democratic Party thinks. Democrats. I don't care what the stub Republicans think. Bunch of weak, limp-wristed, sissified effeminates. I don't care. But the first question comes to mind, where's the other nine? And how often have you heard this message? If you've heard anything from this passage, and I have so many times, don't be like the nine, be like the one. Well, I praise the Lord for that. But I think something that we're missing when we preach from this passage is what is the answer to a bad day? Well, let me give you a couple things and I'll be done. Number one, are you ready? This is deep theology. You got to have cemetery training to figure this one out. Y'all ready? Cry out to the Lord Jesus. And then don't try to figure it out or fix it. You're too feeble. You're too ignorant. I'm too ignorant. God's been doing a lot longer than I have, and he's God without sin. He's already got the knowledge. He's already got the way. He's already got your answer. The answer to the bad day is crying out to the Lord Jesus. How many times do we go in prayer as a last resort? Just cry out to Him. Help! This week I was crying out for help. Because my buddy, my friend, my girlfriend, my wife was not there. I sat in my chair. Opie, he sat beside me. He kept looking at me. He sat in Jamie's chair. And most of the time, all he's wanting to do is play with that silly toy of his. Cry out to the Lord. Have you ever been in such a bad way at 2 a.m. that you're standing at your sink and you're looking out the window? God, help! I remember when Mom and Dad almost got divorced, and it was really close. And preacher and my brother Bill and all, another preacher was in talking to Mom and Dad. And all I can remember doing is, Lord, please, please, God. You ever gotten that place? David was little. And in my workplace, Pensacola Christian College print shop. I called my boss. I said, boss, we don't know if he's going to make it through the night. He's hurting. Well, David, I can't give you the night off. You sorry? I won't tell you what I was thinking. Are you kidding me? We don't know if my son's going to live or not. I like my dad. My dad, bless his heart, when I called him, I said, Dad, can you believe they're not even going to let me have the night off? I don't know if David's going to make it through the night. And then Dad said, remember this, son. The place you're working for is providing the insurance for your son. He'll be all right. We got on the horn, got a lot of people praying. And by morning, we didn't know, or seriously, we did not know if he's going to make. He's July to February old. 6 months, 7 months old. And that night the Lord did it. Now, I was an idiot. I went there. I told John on the phone, I said, I ain't firing my press up. I'm going to sit right by my press and pray the whole time. Come in that morning. He come in at 5:30. And John said, hey, come on, let me help you get the press running for a day shift. Didn't yell at me or nothing. My boy. And back then we didn't have the cell phone technology that we got now. That was February of 95. Did I get that right? He was born in 94, right? Yeah, he was born in 94. I get that all mixed up. I remember going to the hospital that morning, and I don't remember, did you go to work that morning or not? No. We both sat there, and I'd worked through the night and slept a little bit. And then I believe I went to work that night. Jamie was there with him. Sam and Joyce and Ian and Cheryl, they had Morgan. And he was slowly getting healthy. They tried to put IVs in 4 or 5 different places, finally got it on top of his foot. An IV in the top of the foot, Rachel, in order to get it to work. You got to cry out. Instead of being mad at the stupidity of who I worked for, and I still, you know, I hate to admit it, but I think there's times I still haven't forgiven for it. And that's my own bitterness and stupidity. But if you're having a bad day, one of the answers is just to cry out. You and I's problem is our flesh is too foolish to do it. We're going to try to figure it out. Well, the third thought I had was just obey the Lord's command. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Come unto Me, all ye labored and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Cry out! Then obey His command. That's what they did. He told them, see, go see the priests. They turned around and they went to the priests. And they were cleansed on their way. So that they could show their priests cleansed, now they can get back into society. But the one, when he turned around, he saw he was cleansed, turned around and said, glory to God! Hallelujah! You know, there's a lot of times in our life we need to be cleansed from sin. We'll go to God, we'll go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll say, Lord, please forgive me. And He cleans us up, and you know, we don't even hardly even say thank you. Boy, there's a whole lot of sin that you've got and I've got that's not been forgiven because we didn't ask His forgiveness that we're still dealing with. And that'll weigh down the sound of your voice. You want an answer to a bad day? Cry out. Obey His command. Question I put there is, I put time. It's because I are illiterate. How many times do we not obey the Lord's command? We don't obey Him when we don't take it to Him. You have so much stress in your life is because you try to figure it out. You try to troubleshoot it. You try to fix it. You're wore out. You don't sleep good. Our backs hurt. We got headaches. We don't eat right. We don't walk right. Simply because we just don't go to Him with it. And we disobey Him. And then we carry that burden of a million-pound elephant on our back and wonder why we're hurting. Well, that's the answer to a bad day. One more and I'm done. You want an answer to the bad day? Only one returns to worship and thank the Lord. Only one. Your flesh is 9/10 unresponsive to the miracles of God in your life. Did you hear me? My flesh is more bent on not crying out and glorifying. My flesh and your flesh is more bent toward not praising Him, to not obeying Him. That's what's wrong. Now, how do you get it right? Lord Jesus, I need your help. See, I was bent stupid. I can be ignorant. Lord Jesus, I think I got strength in my biceps. By the way, this is a thought for you. How many of y'all think that the bicep and tricep and the shoulder muscles work in a golf swing? Many of you don't know this, but your arms are along for the ride. The very thing that you think is going to fix your problem and troubleshoot your problem is actually the very thing that keeps you from getting the problem fixed. You know, lightning and thunder. You know, ambulance, Jesus. Y'all ever heard that one? This in here will make you see lights. This in here will make you see Jesus. Oh, I've heard fellas say that and irritate the fire out of me. Some will say, thunder, lightning. And that's the very thing we try to use to troubleshoot, fix, and figure out when God says, you're an idiot, let me have it. I got this. Well, David is now 32 years old next month. 6'1". Muscular. He was working at Sam's Club for just a little while. And one of the managers, the young lady, I've done forgot her name, she come up to me and she said, boy, your son's a worker. I said, yeah, he's taught how to work. And I'm proud of him for that. Oh, and everybody, all the girls, they say he's eye candy. I said, you're welcome. Miss Jamie and I did pretty good. Did y'all catch that? Y'all are sitting there like. I'd say the Lord knows what He's doing. You want an answer for a bad day? Let me ask you this question. How many times do we not praise the Lord or not worship Him? When I found out that Dad had passed away, they had called us, called Mom, and Mom said, Dave, if I could go back, as soon as she called me, I should have went up to the VA hospital in Danville. Mom says, Dave, just sit there and enjoy Jamie and her family because we're getting ready for a Christmas party. And it was about 3 o'clock. I had gone over to Mama Connie's place, and I was sitting at the couch and praying. And I got the call. Mom says, David, your dad passed away at 1:30. 9 o'clock, I got the original call, and you know what bothers me now? I feel like Dad was by himself when he passed away. But what you don't know is all those nurses and the doctors that were there that day and all the residents that could. When Dad passed away and they were moving him, they all went out in line and the soldiers saluted. People were praising the Lord. Dad wanted to make sure of all the things that Dad was, he was a witness. He'd witness to everybody. But Jesus will save you if you let him. That old hardened, drunk Marine that Jesus Christ had changed and cleansed and made whole. Why is it we don't praise him first? I'll tell you. A lot of times it's anger. A lot of times you're mad at God for having done that thing when it was the best thing that ever happened to you. You know what I hate? I hate it when people ask me how I'm doing and I tell them I'm doing pretty good. And Mike Carson's the worst one on this. See, I told you so. Boy, that hospital, I was like, Jamie and Mike and Terry are sitting in there, nurses walked in. I said, this was not a good idea. What was I thinking? Those 3 days in the hospital were terrible. But I also know I'm alive today because God put in the heart of those doctors and nurses how to keep me alive. Are you listening? I've said it. Bensie was and I were talking, and I said, I just don't like Sparrow. And how many people have said that? They may have their problems, but they are run by humans. I tell you, the one thing that bothers me to this day? I had that gown on, and nothing on underneath that gown. And they want me to walk. And I have no embarrassment. I have no pride. I'm walking. Jamie would grab that thing and she'd tie it up and then she'd hold it. I don't care if everybody sees everything. There ain't much there. There's a few rolls of fat and some really massive muscular glutes. I hear you, sis. You know, it's amazing to me that why do we wait to the last resort to praise him and glorify him? Flesh will, 9 times out of 10, not return to praise and worship. I don't know what you're struggling with or what your problems are, but the Lord Jesus knows all about it. Well, if you're wondering what the answer is, the Lord Jesus is the answer to a bad day. Father, I pray this has helped us, encouraged us. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but I just want to praise you and glorify you and thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus' name, amen. With every head bowed and every eye closed, let's stand to our feet. If the Lord Jesus is working in your heart, if there's something there the Holy Spirit's working on, would you come onto this old mourner's bench, this old-fashioned altar? Would you come on? If you're having a bad day, won't you just cry out to him? If you need a Kleenex, I got a couple boxes. God's dealing with your heart. Would you come on, Christian? Now, I don't know in a message like this how you can't get some help. Maybe even right where you're standing, right where you're sitting, if God's helped you, won't you praise him and glorify him? I know, beloved, it's a hard time to praise and glorify him out loud when you feel like you're going through the worst hell that any human's ever gone through. You know, my constant prayers when Jamie's gone, Lord, please bring her back. Watch over her. She's out walking along the river there, and, and looking at this and that. And I kept telling her, be careful. It's a bad area. Be careful. And the Lord says, David, I got this. He's got it so good. I picked her up yesterday at 3:20 at the airport. I had no reason to worry. Neither do you, friend. If God's in with your heart, would you let Him? God's in with you this morning. Let Him. No one comes in a moment with an invitation. Some of y'all just need a good shouting match. Some of y'all need a really loud glorifying King Jesus. Not worried about what anybody thinks. Let Him have His way. God's in with your heart, let Him. Father, I thank You in Jesus' name for being my answer. I know that by faith, You are the only answer. Lord, forgive me and help me not to see that I've got to figure it out, that I got to troubleshoot it and fix it. Lord, help me in my unbelief and help me in my silliness. Help me in my weakness. I need You, Lord Jesus. Thank You. Thank You for being the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord Jesus, thank You for being my friend. Thank You for saving my soul. I pray this morning's been a help. In Jesus' name we pray.